KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have partly cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with occasional sprinkles and areas of drizzle and a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday following an alleged assault in Coburg. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 29-year-old Bill Joe Gillespie faces aggravated misdemeanor charges of domestic abuse, assault, and carrying weapons, and a simple misdemeanor charge of trespassing. Officials say Gillespie allegedly became combative and tried to flee when deputies tried to take him into custody. The sheriff's office said when the deputies caught up with Gillespie, he became even more combative. He was finally brought under control when the deputies deployed a taser. Gillespie was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindeman Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindeman Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindeman Tractor, True Blue.
Voters in Red Oak have filled an at-large vacancy seat on their city council. The special election was held Tuesday after the council had earlier voted against filling the seat, created through the resignation of Mark Gregg. According to the Montgomery County Auditor's Office, a total of 467 votes were cast. Unofficial election results show Fred Pilecki was the winner of that election with 260 votes. Other candidates receiving votes include Roger Wagner, 105, John Hadzik, 71, and Russell Williams with 31 votes. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning here in Atlantic, and during their 9 a.m. session at the courthouse, the board will hold a public hearing on a request for a zoning change with regard to a nearly 4.6-acre parcel of land in the Pimosa Township from General Ag to Light Industrial. Following the hearing, the board will act on approving the zoning change. John Dvorak had requested the Zoning Commission rezone a part of his property on the outskirts of Atlantic, located off of Olive Street across the Little League Diamonds. Dvorak wanted to rezone the area so he can have a tire repair and car service business. In other business, the Cass County Supervisors today will act on extending a Homeland Security Grant Program application and a related SWPCO administrative contract. The board will also hear from a representative with Wellmark with regard to a group medical insurance review and renewal and act on the appointment of a full-time jailer. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special meeting this evening at City Hall, and during that 5:30 p.m. session, the Council will act on approving the proposed budget for fiscal year 2013 municipal budget. A public hearing on the municipal budget is scheduled for March the 7th. After the Council adopts the proposed budget with or without modifications, it can be lowered but not increased. The Council will also act on approving change orders related to improvements at the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant. The change orders pertain to the installation of a watertight access manway, along with the replacement of equipment designed to protect against corrosion of tank walls and modifications to a damaged existing sludge loadout station. The changes amount to slightly more than $13,000 in additional costs. The CAM School District's Board of Education on Monday approved a bid of $171,326 for the replacement of bleachers at the football and track fields. A single bid was received from Seating and Athletic Facility Enterprises out of Ellendale, Minnesota. The contractor will begin work on installing the bleachers in early June and completion expected sometime in July. The CAM School Board also set the date of March the 19th for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2012-2013 budget and on the early start calendar. They also received an update from Snyder & Associates on the multi-purpose building to be located north of the elementary building, which included specifications and pre-drawings, but no cost estimates have been received. The future is looking bright for athletes who will be taking to the softball and football fields in Griswold. Griswold Community School District Superintendent Dana Kunze told KJAN News the school board on Monday evening agreed to purchase new lighting for both fields. Kunze said it's hoped the projects can be completed this summer. The board approved a bid from Ardent Lighting out of Knoxville for about $128,000 altogether. Kunze said there's no guarantee the lights will be up by the start of the softball season, but the football field lights should definitely be up before that season begins. Lights are currently in place at both fields, but Kunze says they're well over 40 years old.
Both of those fields are original equipment from the early 70s, and it was just getting to the point where the bulbs were hard to find and to replace, and, you know, it's a very inefficient system. The new lighting is so much more energy efficient and better, I think they call it candle foot output. We're hoping that these are major improvements to those fields.
He says safety issues with the current lights not being bright enough also contributed to the board's decision to replace those fixtures.
When a ball is coming at you at a certain speed, or somebody's running at you at a certain speed, that we've got some real dark spots.
Kunze said also the bonding for the district roofing project is going smoothly and progress is being made in realigning the director districts.
We have four geographic districts and three at large, and I believe next month there will be a resolution in front of the board to accomplish that as well.
KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindemann Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindemann Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindemann Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindemann Tractor, true blue.
And in our funeral announcements, Carolyn Bonamy, age 88 of Arcadia and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Carolyn Bonamy will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. W. Faye Fredrickson, age 93 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Faye Fredrickson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Arlene Leisted, age 94 of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Arlene Leisted will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. Grace Gall, age 70 of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Grace Gall will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joanne Johnson, age 78 of Weston, Missouri, and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joanne Johnson will be held Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Janice Otto, age 84 of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Janice Otto will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Clarence L. Summers, age 81 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor. Memorial services for Clarence Summers will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. John Hatfield, age 50 of Anita, died February 10th. Memorial services for John Hatfield will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Anita American Legion Hall. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Lorraine Ely, age 86 of Lyman, died Sunday. Graveside services for Lorraine Ely will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. And Frank Silk, age 93 of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be held this coming Saturday at the 1:30 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.